This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Now, there's really no way to plan for something as devastating as the death of a spouse. So I hate to even go here, you guys, because it's kind of a downer. But at the same time, it's really, really important that we talk about this. And you got to make sure that you and your spouse are on the same page with your finances. And that's why we're going to spend some time talking about some of the steps that you need to take if something like this could happen to you.
You know, this is a topic that does have to be addressed and talked about. And the unfortunate part is Jeff and myself, we have dealt with this over the years. The fortunate part is we can help prepare for this. Back to, you can never prepare for losing someone. That's always going to be something very difficult. And the biggest thing we always say is, you know, take your time on making decisions. Don't rush. A lot of times a spouse will go, well, I want to now sell my house, or I don't know if I want to sell my house. And it's like, you know, just take your time and decide what works for you or what you want to do. One of the stories that always comes to my mind is we had this wonderful couple and they had decided to retire a little bit earlier than they had originally planned when they first met with us. Mm-hmm. And we put together this whole plan for them to spend a couple thousand to go traveling each year and really just, you know, start checking off those bucket list items. And we were so excited to hear all these stories and they couldn't wait to go and travel and just be able to know, hey, I can go and spend and we can take off for a little while. Well, unfortunately, COVID ended up taking one of the spouses.
Oh, no.
And that was just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And the wife, she came in and we sat with her and we just, first of all, we just talked. And we just talked about, you know, how she's doing and, you know, what some of her concerns were as far as her financials. We let her know, you know, we're here and we're going to take care of you. And just reiterated the fact that part of our original planning was to make sure that if something happened to either one of them, that the other was going to be okay. And a lot of that had to do with making sure there was some guaranteed income in their plan that neither one of them could outlive. And then, you know, we sat down over weeks and months because it's not a quick process on adjusting your plan. We want to take time and make sure that you can figure out how you want your life to be like now that a spouse is gone. And we talked to her about, you know, let's look at your expenses. We did some Roth conversions for her too, because that was the last year that she could file married. So that's a big thing that we help with spouses. But really, it's about sitting down, taking the time, and just really understanding what your new plan looks like and not making any quick decisions, but knowing, hey, I've got a plan. And, you know, Jeff and Camille, we sat down and we've gone over this. We knew this day was going to come at some point and I'm going to be okay from here on out as well.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love hearing that story. And I know she had to have felt such confidence, you know, in her plan, knowing that you guys had planned this out. Because in their case, the husband did die first. The World Health Organization says that women do tend to live about 6 to 8 years longer than men on average. Not every time. In my parents' situation, my mom passed away first, right? But most of the times, wives will outlive their husbands. And so, Jeff, just kind of take us through how you help couples understand the reality, you know, that reality that one of them is going to likely go first with their financial planning.
Well, Luann, and that's one of the biggest reasons we really want to get the spouses involved. And so women need to know and understand the financial plan and how the different financial products work and why they work in different situations. The challenge is I'll just two recent kind of situations we've seen is, you know, one, a spouse dies and early 60s. I mean, think about this. You're planning and working your butt off and raising kids. And then you're getting close to that time where you're going to retire and enjoy life together. And a spouse dies. And that's just so unexpected and so hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. But there's also the situation where we see where, you know, a spouse has been taking care of the other spouse for 6 to 7 years. you know, it may have started when they're in their mid to late 60s, and now they're in their early 70s, and that spouse dies, but they've lost some of the most valuable time together doing things. And it's really hard that you're on your own all of a sudden, and now you're in your mid 70s.
Yeah.
So it's because of those things that we really stress what we build a plan is we front load them. Mm-hmm. We help you get an understanding that you're not going to run out of money and go spend it while you can enjoy it. And that is so important when we build out plans is come in, talk to us and say, I want my plan front loaded for a good time while the two of us can still enjoy it.
Jeff, that is such good advice. And if you want to take action on a situation like this, and if you feel like maybe you need to go in and talk to Jeff and Camille about getting a plan, here's that phone number we want you to have handy. 916-367-6430. In fact, you can call that right now. 916-367-6430. Be one of the callers to get in on this complimentary Monolith Money Map, a map for your retirement, planning out your entire income picture. And you're not just looking at income, but you're looking at the entire picture, legacy planning, healthcare, tax strategies. Jeff and Camille have helped so many people. They do ask that you have at least $200,000 for retirement. Most of the time, though, Jeff and Camille have helped people who have quite a bit more than that. But that is the minimum. 916-367-6430. That's the phone number to call for a complimentary appointment to go in and see them about getting your Monolith Money Map. And I also want to guide you to their website, and their website is monolithfinancial.com. Great information there and great resources. Anything we talk about, head to that website, monolithfinancial.com, and you can find some topics that you can download today. So I got to ask this, though. If someone does not have a financial professional, or maybe they don't have a financial plan, Camille, tell us who would they need to notify when something does happen to their spouse?
Well, first thing I'd say is if something happens to your spouse, then reach out to your family or friends. You need that supportive community around you during that difficult time. Beyond that, we actually have a wonderful document we've prepared specifically for situations like this. We call it our Survivor's Checklist. And really, it breaks down, you know, what immediately you need to do in the 30 days, 60 days, 6 months. Because when you lose someone, even if it isn't a spouse, just any family member, there's a lot going on and it can really just all kind of tumble down on you and you're going, what do I need to take care of? Oh, I forgot about that. So we've really tried to simplify it in the way of just going, hey, take your time, but here's immediately what needs to happen. Some of those things are like contacting the Social Security Administration, finding where the will or trust is, contacting bank accounts, any life insurance policies out there. You're going to need to change your property title. You're also going to need to contact the credit bureaus and also talk to your tax preparer about what things you can do. And this is, you know, back to what I had said earlier is this could be your last year of filing married. So what can you do to really take advantage of these tax brackets as a married couple as well? If you would like a copy of our survivor checklist, we would be happy to provide that to you. You can call us and just say, hey, can you send me the survivor's checklist? We'll get that right out to you. It's a great resource to really just help you prepare for if a spouse or family member dies and just break it all down for you.
916-367-6430. That's the number to call if you want to get the survivor's checklist complimentary. Jeff, are there any other first steps that we should make if something happens to our spouse?
Actually, Camille did a great job of that. And the big thing is understand we're not in a hurry. You can't do a lot of things until you get that death certificate.
Right.
That usually takes 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get enough copies, or I should say originals, because a lot of companies want the originals. They don't want a copy of the death certificate. So those are just a couple of things. But that checklist is an amazing thing. And we've had many clients give it to their parents so that they can kind of give their parents a heads up is we're going to need to know this stuff if something happens to you.
Right.
You know, we're really here to help you and make your life easier. even in the hardest of times. And so this is something that we've put together, and we'd love to share it with anybody out there. It just helps you get through and understand that. Unfortunately, we are helping some of our clients right now through a couple different situations like this. And every time it happens, it's just devastating. It's new and it's different. So it's really something that we pride ourselves on at Monolith Financial Group, is being ready to take those uncomfortable calls. Give us a call. It's simple. It's easy. We can just discuss what's on your mind. Just pick up the phone and call 916-367-6430. We're here to help answer your questions and help make your life and retirement plan easier for you. 916-367-6430. We can't wait to talk to you.
Today, we've been discussing what to do with your finances after your spouse passes away. And Jeff, because it is unlikely that you'll both pass away at the same time, tell us how you help ensure that spouse is going to have enough to live off of.
Well, Lou, and I'm first going to say it's near impossible that they both pass away at the same time.
Right, right.
So I would say that 99.99% of all of our clients, that has never happened. Mm-hmm. So it's understanding, first of all, where your income is coming from. So let's say you're both getting Social Security. Well, you have to understand you're going to lose one, but you're going to get the higher of the two. But it also depends upon when you started taking Social Security. So we really pride ourselves on understanding Social Security and understanding how it fits into your plan as far as when to take it, when each individual should take it, and then how it will affect you down the road if one of you passes on. There's also pensions. So that's another source of income. What about rental properties? A lot of times we'll see one of the spouses is more active in that particular part of their retirement. And so for the other one to take it over, well, they better have a good son or daughter that's going to help them. We also see that when it comes to the finances. So that's why it's so important that when we put together a plan, we have both of you sitting there. I mean, think about sitting there with your spouse and you're hearing Jeff and Camille say, you know, we really need to front load your retirement. And you guys need to start spending more. And we're going to show you where you're not going to run out of money if you spend more now. And you're going to have more fun now, because we know that when you first go into retirement, it's the go-go years, right? Go-go and have fun. Yeah. You know, then it's the slow-go, and then you got the no-go. So when you get to be about that 85 years old, you're not spending a lot traveling around. The kids and grandchildren are coming to your house to see you. You know, you're not going across the country to see them. It's really understanding a plan that fits you, and a plan that really will help you throughout your lives. And if something happens to one of you, we're seeing a lot of times that a spouse may sell their home where they've lived their whole life to move closer to their kids and grandchildren. So that's something else that, you know, we discuss and go over and find out, you know, does it make good sense? And then where is your income going to come from once it's just you?
Right.
And that's probably the most important part to understand before something happens.
Right. That's where I wanted to go next, is how your income's going to probably change if something happens to a spouse. So Camille, tell us what happens with things like our pensions and Social Security payments.
So one of the biggest questions we get all the time is definitely around Social Security and how that works. I am a National Social Security Advisor Certificate holder, so I deal with Social Security questions and concerns all the time. We look at, like Jeff was saying, when is the best time to take it? But then if you do lose a spouse, it's important to understand that in the easiest sense to think of it, one Social Security is basically going away. So you're losing part of that as your income. The other thing to understand is if your spouse was getting a larger Social Security, well, now basically your Social Security kind of becomes that. Depending on the age that you took Social Security, though, it could be a little bit reduced. So those are all things we put into our plan. And we always want to make sure we know, hey, what is your spouse's gross Social Security? Because then we can add those inflation. We look at, okay, the Medicare Part B coming out of it, you know, how much of your Social Security is even going to be taxable? Because one of the biggest things that happens when you lose a spouse is you just went from filing married to now filing single. And that is typically a lower income threshold. So now we have to prepare, how is your tax situation also going to be? And then things like pensions. Well, one of the big areas I see some families don't know is how much of this pension actually goes on to my spouse. Is it 100%? Is it 50% or 75%? We help client families all the time look at, what are my options if I have a pension? Do I have a lump sum option? That can give our clients a lot more freedom as far as, how do I want to make sure that all this money I've worked so hard for, it's going to be there, and now my spouse can have some options as far as the monies. Also, we'll look at, you know, does it make sense to take 100% or 50% or 75% of that survivor benefit if you just have a strict pension option? But one of the biggest things we do all the time is talk about the possibilities with a lump sum pension option, because now you actually get to create your own self-directed pension for an income that can last for both you and your spouse. But if something were to happen to both of you too early, well, now there's an actual amount that can be passed on to your beneficiaries. It's something we love to talk to our clients about and really help you understand your choices, because it's all about making sure that your finances fit your personal plan.
So I want to guide you to, first of all, their phone number. Pick up the phone and give them a call. If you would like to go in and talk to Jeff and Camille about having your own plan for retirement and double checking, are you set for what happens if something happens to one of you? Go in and see them. They're offering a chance to you to go in and see them complimentary. 916-367-6430 is the number to call. 916-367-6430. Make sure you leave all your information, and then they'll just get back with you at the beginning of this coming week. And I want to say that if you are one of the first callers, you'll get to get in there and visit with them complimentary. They can get you set up here in the next week or two. But we do ask that you have saved at least $200,000 for retirement. Most of the time, actually, Jeff and Camille help people who've saved quite a bit more than that. But that is the minimum, $200,000, to call 916-367-6430. And like Camille said, they do have a survivor's checklist. If you want to get that in your hands, you can ask for that when you call and visit their website. It's monolithfinancial.com. monolithfinancial.com. So I wanted to get into life insurance, because I know now that life insurance companies have changed a bit, and they can be used as a nice tool to help make sure that that spouse who's left behind is going to be okay. Can you tell us more about that, Jeff?
Oh, most definitely. And I think life insurance is one of the most underutilized financial tools out there. And a lot of people just think about it as, oh, well, it only works if you die, and it only pays off the house. Or they have these concepts that they haven't really understood that, well, no, first of all, we like the idea of, you have a big 401k or IRA account. Well, you pass on, you're going to leave that huge taxable account to now your spouse who's filing single. So they're in a whole nother tax bracket. Whereas, why not have a life insurance policy that will give your spouse the money to convert all of that money to a Roth IRA? And you can do it for hundreds of dollars on hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a concept that is used all the time with the people that understand taxes and the consequences with these large 401ks and pensions, and I'll just say IRA accounts that are not Roths. That's one situation. Another one is, currently we have what we call the ultimate account. And basically it's the account that you use to save money in, tax deferred. It does have a life insurance death benefit. So if you die too early, it pays out a higher amount. And the proceeds are currently tax-free that it pays out. And then it allows the money to grow at a guaranteed rate. And it also has an indexing quality to it that allows it to grow with an index rate that locks in your gains once a year. And, oh, did I mention this? It's completely liquid. So wow. You can actually take all that money back out at any point in time and know that, you know, you put in $100,000, you're going to get $100,000 back plus whatever interest you made. It is the ultimate account. So we have all sorts of ideas when it comes to using life insurance in a person's retirement plan or currently in your financial plan. But you just have to call us and ask us, how would this work for us? Is it something that, you know, we could take advantage of? And here's a question I think everybody should be asking. How can we be more tax efficient?
Yeah. You know, the biggest question for so many of us is, how much do I need to save to retire? Followed closely by, is my spouse going to be okay if something happens to me? And we've got factors like inflation we're seeing, volatility in the markets, high taxes. All these things make these questions even more difficult to answer. So make sure you pick up the phone, give Jeff and Camille a call. They're offering a chance for you to come in and see them. Complimentary. Again, we do ask that you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement. Most of the time, Jeff and Camille do help people who've saved more than that, but that is the minimum. 916-367-6430. Call them for a complimentary appointment to get your Monolith Money Map. This has been the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.